Let's find out what's been doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council District in the last week or so with Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are we doing?
I'm doing real well, Beth. Thank you,
Beth. Mates, with restrictions easing, what's the latest on the major projects that are happening around here?
As you said, the COVID's finishing, so a lot of construction workers, as you can appreciate, came from places they couldn't come to here. So the contract for the new design and construction of the regional entertainment and conference centre and the associated works, which also does include the town square, was awarded to build construction at the September ordinary meeting. So it's a $26 million project on the side of Brooks Plaza and the surrounding area. So that's basically kind of in the area between off Brook Street, between Bridge and Hill Street.
Right.
And it'll be a plaza and surrounding area with aspects including creating a pedestrian-friendly area. And then works are progressing on the Donald Horne building, which is also in the same basic area, which is stage three of the tertiary education centre, which also includes the roof repair and refurbishment of the Loxton House, which has been incorporated into this new building. And that'll complete the education precinct. I'm having trouble with my words today. And eventually linked to the entertainment precinct via the actual civic space that's planned to be built. And there's also the construction works on the major, on the aquatic centre and the fitness centre, which I know everyone is getting very worried about.
Yeah.
That was the one that was hit mainly with the COVID. So the 50-metre pool has reopened and with a COVID safety plan. And the indoor pool will be completed with a future with a water activity park, a learning swim pool, a new entrance, a foyer, a splash cafe, and a viewing deck. And it will be worth the wait, and it won't be till March or April, unfortunately.
That's right. Go ahead. I was just going to say, everybody has been asking about that particular project. They're all looking forward to that one being finished because we're getting close to that warmer weather.
Yes, well, at least the open pools, the big pools open, so everyone can get down there and have a swim as of now.
Right.
Also, the animal shelter out there on Sydney Street, it's well underway with the concrete, major concrete pours completed, and that will hold up. That will give us a whole range of facilities looking after our local wayward pets. And parks and gardens people were now getting on top of their tasks, seeing as the full gang's back, and we should see the town starting to spruce up fairly well.
All righty. Now, last Friday, you had the COVID clinic on Rutherford Road in the indoor sports centre. Have you got any idea how many people turned up?
Yeah, we had more than 100, which in some ways was a little bit disappointing, but our numbers are getting so high, I suppose, that in the Shire, you've got to expect to have some kind of drop.
Yeah.
As I said, 100 vaccinations and that received their first dose. And on the 5th of November, they'll be able to get their second dose.
By my calculations, there's probably about 1,200 people before last Friday in the Muswellbrook Shire area, just in general, haven't had their vaccination. So that's about 1%, which, you know, it's taking us ever so closer to somewhere between 90 and 95% fully vaxxed when all of them are done. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, but the good thing is that both the doctor surgeries were giving our vaccinations on Friday as well.
Yes, that's right, and the pharmacies around Muswellbrook are doing it too. Before I let you go, I've got a question for you before you go, but you did want to mention the Blue Healer.
Yes, the Blue Healer Festival online event, so it won't be no red carpet rollout this year, but there are 150 films entered, and the finalists and winners will be announced on October 30th.
Looking forward to that. Now, before I let you go, Hilton from Merriwall rang and asked us last week if we could ask someone from Muswellbrook Shire Council what might be going on with Giants Creek Road. The dirt section hasn't been graded for some time and it's starting to get pretty bad out there. Would you be able to look into that for us, please?
I will. I don't know the answer, but I will ask.
Much appreciated. We will catch up again and talk more Muswellbrook Shire Council next Tuesday. Thank you, Rod.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.